Hello, Teacher Mamas. Welcome to another episode of the Teacher Mamas podcast. We are at episode 178, which is just wild. And today we're actually doing kind of a little bit of a throwback episode to a topic that we absolutely love talking about and comes directly from a workbook we created for our Dream Routine product that we used to have. So we're going to go through a little bit of that workbook that was part of that class that we used to provide, and you're going to see how it's going to be so helpful for yourself and for your kids. As we're going through it, it's really for your kids, but you can adapt it to use it for yourself. So we're talking about bedtime routines today, and you can think about, as you're going through this, put that teacher hat on. Because teachers, we are so good at adapting what we learn. So if you need it for yourself, use this information for yourself. If your kids really need a better routine, use what we're talking about today to help maybe one or all of your kids.
Do you wish you could stop using up all your patience and energy in the classroom so that you have some left for your own kids when you get home? Are you sick of coming home to a constant mess and never-ending to-do list that it feels like you're working a second job? Are you ready to turn off your teacher brain at the end of the day so you can transition into mom mode? Welcome to the Teacher Mamas Podcast, where you're going to learn time and stress management strategies and routines so you have the energy to pour back into your family and the things that matter most to you. Hi, I'm Roberta.
And I'm Ashley. We are both wives and teacher mamas with a combined 28 years in education. We've both been that exhausted, overstimulated, and stressed out teacher mom, and we both brought way too much work home, struggled with keeping up on house chores, and did zero things we enjoyed outside of school. We realized that if we were going to live more energetic and balanced lives, we needed to learn different routines and time and stress management strategies. So we created a plan that made teaching, momming, and wiping easier and fun again.
If you're ready to find time for yourself, your family, faith, and home, go grab your favorite drink, a notebook and pen, because we are about to dive in.
Hi, Teacher Mama. Roberta here for just a brief moment to tell you and remind you about our one-on-one coaching. It's a one-time coaching session for 25 minutes and then a check-in either a week or two later. It's extremely helpful. And so I wanted to just hop in and tell you what one of our clients is saying. So Miss Amanda said she is extremely thankful. That's what she titled the review. When I met with Ashley, she listened to my woes of being a mom, wife, teacher, and gave me amazing tips to help balance my schedule and find a great routine for after school. It was like an amazing therapy session, and the accountability really helps. I highly recommend this for anyone who feels like they need help figuring out scheduling routines to make life easier for everyone. Every time I walk past my uncluttered kitchen table, the previous catch-all of our home, I am so grateful. Thank you all so much. Well, thank you, Amanda, for that beautiful review. I love listening in to Amanda's coaching session because she has such a poetic way of explaining our roles as mom, wife, and teachers. She says it in such a way that I was nodding my head like, yes, preach. That is exactly right. And also, that's why Ashley and I are here. So if you haven't gone and listened to that episode, Amanda gave us special permission to use her coaching session as a podcast episode. We just used a small part of it. And that episode is 170. And you can hear, you can feel so validated. So I highly recommend going and listening to episode 170. And if you are interested in coaching, the link is in our show notes. Otherwise, you can go to www.theteachermamas.com/power-routine. All right, back to the show.
All right, Teacher Mama, we are pumped to kind of go through a part of this workbook. This workbook is quite large and there's a lot of information in here. So we're just taking a little tiny chunk of it and we're going to go through it with you today on how to start forming a good bedtime routine for your kiddos. So before we get started, you are definitely going to want, you can pause us during this episode and do this along with us, or if you're driving, you can come back to it, but you're going to want a pen and a notebook or something to write in. And then you may want to talk with your kids about it or your partner about it later on after you've gone through the questions yourself. So we're just going to kind of go through some prompts with you, give you some examples. Roberta and I, in some future episodes, are going to go through our own kids' routines and what they look like at bedtime and kind of like explain to you why we have those things going on with the types of kids that we have at home and why you may either want to adopt it or choose something different for the kinds of kids that you have at home. So let's just go ahead and get started. The first thing we're going to look at is the things that need to get done before going to bed. And again, you can have your kids help with this right now, or you can make your own list and then have them help you later, whatever you think works best. But I think getting your kids involved is good because it kind of gives them that like buy-in factor that they helped make this and they know that what they chose to put on here is going to help them have a good night and a good morning. So the first thing that we're going to look at is what do they need to do before going to bed? So for this first prompt, what do your kids need to do for their health in the evening? Okay, so like for example, shower, floss or brush their teeth. Maybe they need a snack for their health because like we talked about in a previous episode, maybe it helps them sleep through the night a little bit better, right? So what do they need in their life for, or in their evening routine for their health? Okay. The second is what do they need to do before going to bed? So like, what are the other things that need to get done before going to bed? And we have kind of touched on this on a previous episode. We're not going through morning routine right now. We're going to do that at a different point. But if there's things in the morning that are holding you guys up, this would be a great place to put them in the evening, right? If the backpacks are not done at night and they're causing stress in the morning and they are a sticky point for you guys and they're making you fall behind like 10 minutes, why don't you move your backpacks to the evening? Another good thing is like breakfast, having breakfast laid out if that is a sticky spot for you guys. For us, we have the same breakfast every day. So for us, it's not a sticky spot because we already know what we're having. So that could be, those are some good examples. Roberta, do you have anything else that you can think of that they should maybe add into either of these two prompts?
Yeah, I think it's also maybe picking out clothes for tomorrow and sometimes that can mean checking the weather. Like maybe you need to check the weather the night before to see, you know, because especially here right now, it's so crazy day to day. You just have no idea. But maybe also you need to sign their folder or something every day, or maybe check for permission slips. Maybe lunch needs to get packed or lunch money needs to get ready. Things like that. But also, I mean, it's based on our values and what we think is important, this need versus want. So if we, for example, my kids sleep better when they do some sort of meditation or gratitude practice. So for us, that's on our need list. That's one of the priorities because that's a value that we have. So saying prayers or reading a devotional or saying five things we're grateful for, one of those things is going to be on our evening list because we value that. And that's something that we we've decided is a need, a must, versus a want. So having that conversation too is probably really important. What do you need versus, you know, what do you need? What do you like is non-negotiable versus what are the things that would be extra or would be nice to do? Which kind of leads us to the next set of prompts, if you're ready, Ashley.
Go for it.
Awesome. So the next set of prompts is really looking at what helping either you or your kids, right, figure out what do you want to do before going to bed. And so this is really important because it can bring joy into the bedtime routine, which is a really important element for our kids to have joy in their life. It's also a really good moment to stop and think and ask yourself, do you have joy in your life? So maybe, and some of the things your kids are going to say are things that are not going to be able to happen every single day. Some of them are very unrealistic. Some of them are not going to align with your values as a parent, but let them list it all out. And then maybe it can be an every once in a while thing. Like maybe, they love to watch TV before bed, but you know they have a harder time falling asleep when they watch TV before bed, or you know they wake up cranky the next day if they watch TV before bed. So that might not be something that actually does happen, but maybe it's something that's a special treat every once in a while. But let them get their things out. Like some other examples that we've done over the years is they wanted to jump on the trampoline during their evening routine, or draw, or play a game, which could be a board game, a card game, whatever. Maybe they wanted some time to play with their toys, play a favorite app. Maybe they wanted to video chat with like a grandparent or an auntie or something. Maybe they want to go to the park or do, like, my daughter loves face masks, so she's like, you know, I'd love to do a face mask. Or snuggle time. Like there's lots of options here, but it's things that we want, not things that we need. And coming up with that list. And it, so the prompt here then is, what do you want to do before going to bed that would help you feel ready for bed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of those things that you listed might be good for are okay for your kids, especially if you move them to like the front of the routine and it wasn't like the last thing that they did, like watching a show was the last thing that they did. Maybe it was the front of the routine as a treat once in a while. But maybe for you guys, like you just know that playing an app on their iPad or something is not going to make them feel calm and ready for bed. So that's just a no-no. And that would be maybe a different kind of treat that they could have at some other point in the day. So like Roberta said, it's just kind of figuring out like what is good for your kids and then what aligns with your values as a family. And you can take all this stuff that we're talking about and you can flip it around and say what aligns with my values for myself and what is good for me before bed as well, if you're trying to do your evening routine. So I think after you have that, those prompts completely written out, your kids have helped you. It's pretty much just like putting it into a master list. And we're not going to get into this right now because this is a different episode. But there's different ways to make lists. There's different ways to like have your list displayed for your kids. We'll talk about that later. But for right now, I guess I would just put it on a piece of paper and you can kind of help your kids go through this list each day. And it's kind of trial and error. You may find that, and again, we're going to get to this in a different episode, so I don't want to get too far into this, but you may find that the things that you have listed are maybe too much for one of your kiddos, and this mm-hmm. list is actually stressing them out before bed instead of making it more of a calming activity before bed. And you may decide like, okay, we need to take a couple things off of this. I have a child with ADHD and he cannot handle 15 things on his list. Like it mm-hmm. just is not happening. Stresses him out and it makes him more irritable before bed. So this is a thing that you're going to have written out, and then you're probably going to rewrite and rewrite and rewrite until you get it down and your kids are like, yeah, this feels good. So don't feel like if you make it and it's not working, don't feel like you're a failure. Like, just rewrite it, take a couple things off, or maybe something else needs to get added in that is going to help calm them down a little bit more. So yeah, I don't know. Roberta, do you have anything else to add, or can we wrap this episode up?
Yeah, I think what you said was really important. Like, for now, write it down and know that it's what you have written down now is probably not going to be the final draft. So my best advice is over this next week, really look at that, and it'll be a week or two before we talk on here about ways to really make a good visual routine. So you have some time to really work on making the routine work for each of your kids. And of course, I do want to just point out, because I'm not sure if I made this clear or not, but like the want to do list, I mean, obviously you're not going to do every single thing they come up with. Pick one thing, pick their favorite, pick three that they could choose from each night, like pick three of their favorites and say, okay, here are your three options. Which one do you want to do tonight? Or maybe the options are in a little jar and they pick one, like whatever you, and of course, not everything. It has to be the things that you are okay with as the parent. You do get the final say. Yes, they get to brainstorm, but just because they brainstorm, it doesn't mean it has to happen. So figure out like, what amount of time do you have for an evening routine, and on those wants list is even possible, and go from there. But just wanted to make that clear. Like, you don't have to do everything on the want list. You can maybe even just pick one thing. And so yeah, go from there and definitely see like what actually helps your child, like, yes, feel joy, but also be ready for bed instead of amped up and have a hard time falling asleep.
Yeah. So good. All right. Well, I think that is all. And we've got some great episodes coming up for you guys. So don't forget to tune in. Go back and listen to previous episodes so that you are kind of, you know, with us while we're talking about this. And until next week, God bless and have a great day, Teacher Mama.
Hey, Teacher Mama, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It lights us up to know this podcast is helping you.
Also, please share this with a friend who might need it today. Okay, time to go spend all that extra time we have with our families. No more stressing out over schoolwork that didn't get done before contract time. We'll meet you back here in a couple of days for another episode.
Bye! Bye.